You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio from the CSUN 2024 Technology and Disability Conference, and I am with somebody who's traveled a very long way to get here. It's Tony Wu, who is the National Product and Department of Veteran Affairs for Vision Australia. Tony, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio. You've come all the way from Melbourne.
I have. Thank you so much for inviting me to your radio show.
I would love to know a bit about your impressions of the conference and what you're going to be taking back to Vision Australia. But before we do that, just tell us a bit more about that role. That's quite a title, isn't it? National Product Manager and then Department of Veteran Affairs, and then you do a bit of work with New Zealand as well. So just kind of unpack some of that for us.
Sure. So I work for Commercial Services at Vision Australia, and my job title is National Product and Department of Veteran Affairs Manager. So half of my job is looking for new products, whether it's high-tech, low-tech, and making sure that it's going to be beneficial for our clients, as well as compliance, if it's electrical as well. And Vision Australia has recently been partnering with Blind Low Vision New Zealand, formerly known as the Blind Foundation, and we manage their retail or commercial services as well. So whatever products that I want to bring into market into Australia, it also applies to New Zealand as well. So the blind and low vision community in Australia and New Zealand benefits. And the other half of my job is I manage the veterans portfolio, meaning that whenever our service providers provide a service or a recommended product to a veteran, I make sure that they complete the appropriate paperwork. And I'm also an accredited orthoptist as well, so I can help out with low vision clinics if required.
For blind people living in Australia, we're obviously talking about really vast distances. How can they experience some of the products that you sell? Are there places where, do you have, you know, resource centres, stores, physical stores that people can kind of go in and get hands-on with products, or is it kind of just order it online and send it back if it's not suitable?
That's a good question. So we do have 23 plus sites across Australia that you could come and visit our vision stores, where we have the majority of our products that our clients can touch and feel and trial to see if it suits their needs or not. But if they do live in very far remote areas, then there is that option of try before you buy, basically, just to make sure that it suits their needs.
What brought you to CSUN this year? What were you looking for specifically?
So this is my very first CSUN, so I've been overwhelmed by the largeness of the actual conference itself and the exhibit hall with so many different exhibitors. It's just so many choices, and plus attending conference sessions, there's just so many choices that you have to pick and choose which ones that you really want to attend. But it's great to meet a lot of my key suppliers face to face for the first time. I've been in this role for almost 7 years now, and this is the first time that I've met some of my key suppliers face to face, which is really nice.
Yeah, there's been a small matter of a pandemic, which has made things a little bit tricky in that 7 years. You did come to our presentation launching the ARX AI headset. Thank you very much for attending that. But tell me about some of the other sessions that you've been to. Any highlights?
So that was one of the highlights of my sessions, actually, being able to learn more about the ARX headset and how it applies to the ARX app or the Seeing AI app. And it was great to see you work it as a blind user working it. That was really great to see it like in practice. The keynote speaker, I forgot her name, but she was like the first woman of color and deaf and blind to graduate from Harvard Law School. I reckon she gave a very inspirational talk about ableism and how to overcome that to make sure that anyone can access education.
Fantastic. And how about the exhibit hall then? It's a big space. There, as you say, lots and lots of exhibitors here. What have you found?
There were a couple of surprises in terms of newer models, I guess, of previous generations of products. But at the moment, Braille products seem to be the in products, and there are lots of different Braille devices that give multi-line Braille displays. But the tactile images on a Braille device, that's been quite new. I guess the technology was only provided last year, so seeing the advances of that has been really great and an eye-opener as well.
And what are you going to take away when you go back to Vision Australia? I mean, how will this experience inform some of the programs that you're involved in?
It has allowed me to network, so make new friends and meet up with new suppliers. So it actually will be able to bring back more, whether it's a high-tech or low-tech piece of equipment, to the blind and low-vision community in Australia/New Zealand. So it's good for my clients, basically.
And what's on your kind of to-do list right now? You know, if I was to look in your inbox or your calendar for the next couple of weeks, what projects are you currently thinking about?
Yes, there are a couple of projects. One is to launch the ARX headset in Australia, along with a couple of other assistive tech devices as well, like the Orcam Read 3. And the WeWalk Mobility Smart Cane as well. There are quite a few devices that I have to sort of stagger the launch so I don't steal or impact on each other's thunder on the new equipment that's going to be upcoming in the next couple of months in Australia. Exciting times.
You're going to be really busy, Tony.
I am.
Oh, well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. Tony Wu from Vision Australia. Thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, thank you so much.
Thank you.